beautiful, beautiful way to start the service. Thank you, Dallas. Thank you so much. So, welcome to Unity of Centralia. And we are so glad you're here today. And I'd like to read from the Daily Word. And I will do that in just a minute with today's opening statement, which doesn't appear to be on my notes. Hold on just a minute here. Daily Word is grace. The Daily Word is grace. The grace of God is alive in me. I don't need to do anything to earn or deserve the grace of God, because it is always present, mine to claim in any situation. Grace dawns in my awareness as soon as I move beyond the limits of human understanding. I let go and let the peace, love, and wisdom and strength of God fill me, lift me, and guide me in both the challenging and the ordinary moments of life. The grace I give and the grace I receive keep the awareness of God in my heart. During tough conversations, a thought comes to mind that helps reestablish harmony. As I mull an important decision, a fresh insight clarifies my thinking. Feeling overwhelmed by my to-do list, I feel renewed energy and move forward with strength and enthusiasm. In these moments and more, I discover grace anew. From John 1:16, from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. So please join us in singing Surely the Presence with Dallas and Linda. So, thank you guys for being flowing. It appears I skipped quite a bit here from in my statement. So, we did our welcoming song. Let's do that now. And if I am all out of order here, I apologize, but we are going to do Love and Sound right
first,
now.
First, Penny, first, the opening statement.
Thank you.
She doesn't have a screen, so I'm going to prompt
her. One right there on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the opening statement. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Okay. And after the opening statement, we have the welcoming song. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
Give me a minute.
There we go.
It keeps jumping. Sorry.
I am on the same page as all of you out there.
Thanks. It's a go with the flow day.
Okay. Love and sound. Here, take it away, Dallas and Linda. And ready to go. So now it's time to greet your neighbor. And now that we're on Zoom, please turn to gallery view to see all of us who are here with you so you can wave and acknowledge each other. Hello. Hello.
What? Hi.
Hi.
Hugs.
Hugs and
hugs and hugs. Okay. Since I'm on a different screen here, I cannot see if there's any new people in the audience. Joanne, could you seek those out and greet them? Okay. Doesn't look like there is. So I am going to go on to announcements. And I don't have any on my list. Joanne, once again, I'm going to call on you to see if anyone has any announcements. Okay. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry does.
Just an announcement. We'll have a board meeting next week, Mother's Day, I believe.
and we'll be discussing the details of our opening in-person church, which is scheduled for, what is it, June
13th.
13th? 13th, okay. So something to look forward to.
I would just say that if you would like to be a reader coming up, we always have a space for you. So please let me know. And just as a note, I would say I didn't see Minnie Mouths moving during our last song. And it just occurred to me. No, seriously. Some folks spend a lot of time making those slides with all the lyrics so that we can sing. So let's join in. Open your mouths. And you're muted, so no one's going to hear you. You don't have to worry. Just have some fun with it.
Oh, that's great. You hope you're muted, or at least I hope I'm muted when I start singing at the top of my lungs. Okay, please join me in the unity statement. We'll say it together. We believe in the oneness of all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing our one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. All right, Linda and Dallas, are you ready to lead us in the song of joy? Shine on.
Now, the thing I wanted to tell you guys is that when these unfamiliar songs like this one, it's hard for people to sing along, but I hear what you're saying about the loving sound, because we've all heard that. We're all old enough to have heard that, so I get that. Yeah.
Shine on, shine on, shine on.
radio.
When you sing, I can feel it in my heart and soul. That was nice. So this morning's reading will be given by Susan. Shine on, Susan.
Okay. Actually, I love that. So I was drinking out of my mug. It says, let your light shine. So I'm trying to shine on, Penny. I'm going to be reading from the complete and annotated edition of The Course of Miracles. And this is lesson 320, and it comes from Matthew 18. Oh my gosh, I can shine, but I can't read. Matthew 28, 18. And this is the King James Version. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And in this lesson, the note says, just as the Bible says that all power has been given unto Jesus in heaven and earth, so we are told here that all power has been given unto us in earth and heaven. Our Father gives all power unto me. And some people with a more non-dual view might say oneness gives all power unto me, or presence or awareness gives all power unto me. But this is what this says. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on his strength, his peace, his joy, or any attributes his Father gave in his creation. What he wills with his Creator and Redeemer must be done. His holy will can never be denied, because his Father shines upon his mind and lays before it all the strength and love in earth and heaven. I am he to whom all this is given. I am he in whom the power of my Father's will abides. And the prayer, your will can do all things in me, and then extend to all the world as well through me. There is no limit on your will. And so all power has been given to your Son.
There is no limit. I like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're ready for our meditation song. Hand upon your heart. Take it away, Dallas and Linda.
Place your hand upon your heart, set your heart upon your deepest wish, send that wish to the place where the sun begins. Find peace of mind. Place your hand upon your heart. Let your heart feel all the love there is. Send that love to the place of
send your thanks to the place where it all began, and you will find peace of mind. Beautiful words, Dallas. Thank you. Join me for our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already receive, experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And as it is the the week for the traditional Lord's Prayer, let's say that together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's now sing together the Alleluia. Nicely done, everyone. We are blessed to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. And this morning, we have our own Dr. Daria Funches continue with her series, 2021, Thy Will Be Done. Go ahead, Dr. Daria, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you today and to hear the beautiful words to the music with the theme this time for me, Thy Will Be Done in 2021. This is the fourth time that I'm speaking on that topic, but the theme each time within that changes. And today it is Thy Will Be Done, Heal the Heart of America. That is our focus, because we know that that is part of the prayer, the collective prayer that we all are living in, yearning for, our souls are yearning for, and not just as individual souls, but our collective soul. And that's what I want to emphasize today, our collective soul. So the healing that we're looking for is very much influenced by this notion of the daily word today, grace, God's grace that is upon us, within us, and around us. And to really grasp that, I've been meditating on it for quite a while. And what came to me in that meditation was the importance of the cosmic Christ. And let me go a little further into John to help us meditate on and contemplate the cosmic Christ that we're dealing with. From John chapter 1, the Word was in the beginning, and that very Word was with God, and God was that Word. The same was in the beginning with God. Everything came to be by his hand, and without him, not even one thing that was created came to be. The life was in him, and the life is the light of men and women. And the same light shines in darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. This is the cosmic Christ. That in the beginning, the connection to all things, even John was witness to the fact that I am here to tell you of his coming, the Son of God. But he was here before me. This light that we're talking about as a cosmic Christ is from the beginning and sustains all things, is connected to all things. Powerfully full of this grace that we constantly receive as long as we remember our connection to it. Going on into 15 of John, John witnessed concerning him and cried and said, "This is the one of whom I said he is coming after me, and yet he is ahead of me because he was before me. And of his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." So the truth of this ancient wisdom, we're all connected, we're all a holy whole, H-O-L-Y, W-H-O-L-E, is with us in this cosmic Christ that Jesus is a demonstration of and has that prophetic voice and demonstration of the love in which we are all created to show us the truth, the way, the life. No matter where we come from or what our religion is or what our faith is and what culture we come from or nations we come from, the cosmic Christ is actually a unifier. It's not necessarily about everything that was built up in the building blocks of what is now known as Christianity. The cosmic Christ is beyond that. It has to do with our creation spirituality. And that's what gives us this grace upon grace upon grace. The grace that if I'm standing here in that and I'm experiencing it, not just for myself, because some of us want to be here, want to still be living when we can see, still be living in our current garment robe, when we can see the manifestation of everybody harmonizing and demonstrating this cosmic connection that we have. Whether we are from Islam or Buddhism or Christianity, or it doesn't matter what we're from, that this is a great unifier because it was here in the beginning and is the sustainer of all things. There's a message about that in Colossians I want to read, and then let's talk about a few examples of how we're experiencing that now. About the cosmic Christ, it is said, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible." Things invisible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Yes, there is Jesus, there is the crucifixion, there is the resurrection and the ascension. Jesus is the demonstration of the cosmic Christ, born of God, creator of all things. So we are sons and daughters and beings along with all the rest of life of this cosmic Christ. We are affirming the importance of environmental justice, social justice, the harmony, the balance in all things. To heal the heart of America, we affirm that and we're living it, not just as individuals, but again, collectively is important to for us to grasp. One of the things I notice in my work is that people have a hard time, let's put it like this, they have a hard time distinguishing between how a group operates or how an organization operates and how they as individuals operate. If somebody says, this organization tends to do XYZ, a lot of people will pipe up and say, because of the way we are raised in this society, will pop up and say, well, I didn't do that. I don't accept that statement about the organization, right? I don't accept that statement about the group because I didn't do that. But part of being able to grasp the collective is to be able to see patterns that may not be personal to us, but to embrace and somehow see ourselves as co-creators of this collective thing, whatever is going on collectively, that at some level we've been or have been a co-creative part. Or some of the discussions that we have when we're talking about differences in the world of diversity and equity, and also the life that we share and the love that we share, is that people will say, well, I didn't do that. That was my ancestors. But part of the healing process, the Heal the Heart of America, is to be in processes where we, for example, can accept that, you know, I apologize for what my ancestors did to your ancestors. I wasn't there, but I'm part of this collective. I apologize. And to also be able to forgive ourselves and one another for what we, as part of a collective, have done. We do this when we make positive actions on Earth Day to do something special and positive to support the health and generation of this planet. Well, right now, we're all in preparation to be, if we want to be, good, true, and beautiful ancestors of the next generations. And to be good, true, and beautiful ancestors, we have to be in balance. We have to have done what we can do to bring ourselves into balance collectively and individually. And that's the journey that we're on with this power of love. I encourage us to consider and embrace and reflect upon this cosmic Christ, this Christ consciousness, and see ourselves pouring it right here into the heart of America and all other nations. I'm not trying to speak for other nations at the moment. I'm speaking for us. We have enough on our plate to address. So as we're doing that, we see progress being made. We see actions being taken, but we also see a lot of unnecessary misunderstandings. And part of that is the fact that we need to be able to see ourselves as part of a collective that has created something and can also adjust and make corrections. And out of all of whatever is going on, whether we make a correction consciously or not, there is still this unabounded mercy and grace that sustains all things. But when we consciously reach for it, when we consciously put ourselves in that place, we become more empowered to do whatever we can do collectively and individually. One thing I'm often fond of saying is that we can't get there from here. In other words, we can't get to this vision, this holy nation, from some concept of limitation. It's like in the song we just sang, the limitless being, to stand in that space of the cosmic Christ and the unabound, just totally limitless grace and mercy is what allows us to keep manifesting that in our daily life, in our decisions, in our operation as jurors, in our citizenship, in our friendship and dialogue with families. To understand the difference in what is going on. I had one client who said to me, you know, it really annoys me sometimes when I hear people talk about they want to help this particular group of people or that particular group of people. And he was talking about people who say they want to focus on helping, oppressed people at the border, or people who want to concentrate on helping Black people or in economics, economic development, or people who want, and he says, sounds like they want to separate. Sounds like they don't think we're all in this together. And I said to him, I said, well, that's interesting. How do you respond to the conversation about Black Lives Matter? Because that's some of what I often hear about that, that people shouldn't say Black Lives Matter, they should say All Lives Matter. And he says, well, I kind of get that because of the inequities and injustices, I kind of get that. And I said, well, I helped him see the connection between the two, that the only reason people are saying, coming up with Black Lives Matter is because they're saying it based on what is experienced as inequity in what we're living in the current day. So they're bringing something to attention. It doesn't mean that all lives don't matter. That's not the point. The point was, oh, and he says, ah, so you mean they're not saying that we're not all in the same boat? I said, that's right. They're saying that they think they need to help this group over here. Would you, when you're giving away resources or making gifts to people, do you say, I want everybody over here to take advantage of this gift if everyone is not in need? Or are you trying to give that gift to the people who need it the most? And then the lights came on. Let there be light. The lights came on to see what that means. But sometimes we process things personally and we feel left out, or we feel put down, or we feel somehow that someone has not acknowledged our power and our presence and our value. But right here, right now, this group of people, this group of spiritual warriors here at Unity Center for Positive Living are loving and raising the vibration all around, are experiencing the grace, noticing the grace in the changes that are happening in our society, that are, we're deciding to be with an open heart, not a closed heart. We're deciding to be warm-hearted, not cold-hearted. We're deciding to be brave-hearted and not in fear. And we are receiving in all those decisions, grace upon grace of the cosmic Christ, grace upon grace that sustains everything. And I really have trouble with the limits of our language, you know, always being gender-based, because it's not about a he, it's the wholeness of the holy, the masculine, the feminine, the fluid, the power that is coursing through us right now as we are accepting ourselves as co-creators and part of lifting up beyond any tensions, beyond any polarization that we're seeing in our society and in our community, that wholeness and holiness is what we stand on, what we preserve. Because we are in these disruptions, and the third thing that was shown to me in this is how these disruptions, one blast of upheaval after another, they're all just part of this movement we're into of becoming a holy nation, of lifting ourselves up and lifting one another up. It's a part of breaking down the status quo and building a healthy, holy nation for all that is sustained grace upon grace. I think the guy who wrote the lyrics to the well-known hymn, Amazing Grace, was a former captain of a slave ship. And in writing it, was seeking grace himself, acknowledging the light that he had found, the epiphany that he had had. It's also a search for forgiveness of self and others, and maybe even an apology So let us have the Spirit. I've done a forgiveness and apology ceremony before in Unity, and I've done in other places where we can touch one another's hearts. You don't have to know a person. Someone I didn't know very well came up to me once and said, "I apologize." And she went on to describe what her apology was about. And it was to make a relationship, a statement of relationship with me and her and our hearts and souls and the hearts and souls of our ancestors. Because at the moment that she said this to me, I could see the union of her lineage and mine. And that's why she reached across it. I could see the wholeness of it all before she said a word. But when she said that, I could see the particular connection between her lineage and mine. And given my lineage, which is as a mixed blood being, you know, when you really think about it, it's we're all apologizing to each other for any experience of wounds and for the awareness that, thank God, we don't have to keep repeating these same errors over and over and over again, because we are in a time of reckoning. We're in a time of reconciliation. We're in a time when yes, let there be light in the beginning, but now we are waking up more and more and more. And that light, that cosmic light, may it permeate everything we do and everything we are. May we keep waking up. May we keep raising the vibration of where we are and how we operate. May we keep being more and more enlightened. May we keep our evolution. May we keep our embracing and merging and integration with the cosmic Christ as sons and daughters of God, our creator. And may we be a beacon where we live for ourselves and all others. Let us meditate. Let us close our eyes. Let us come together and see a golden thread going through all our hearts in this community of unity and out into the larger community where we live. Communities where we live, a golden thread weaving from, and it's going building, it's going counterclockwise through our hearts, building and building. And as it continues to build, it goes outer and outer and outer, larger and larger and larger circles. And that thread takes us right into the space from where we create all of the new things. Gives us the power from where we stand at that space of doing the holy nation, being the holy nation, being one, being in harmony, learning from one another, supporting one another. In all our differences and abilities, reconciling one another, and we are sustained and provided for by this cosmic consciousness that is us, that we are that cannot be taken away from us, that cannot be destroyed. But is life eternal? And that all things in heaven and earth vibrate with the same life, love, and sustenance of Creator. That with this pure love, love is a complete and total exchange. And all is good. What a powerful place from which to live, to think, to do, to be. And so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia, all my relations.
So it is. Thank you, Daria, for the ancient wisdom. That was a bit of an epiphany for me, the idea of the cosmic Christ as the great unifier. I'll take that with me and I'll work on that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay. Well, while we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to our center and to the community. And we appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, or I don't know if you have tried donating online on the donation page on the Unity of Centralia website. And we are also deeply, deeply appreciative of all the ways you give of your talent and time and treasure. And we hold our offerings in our hands. Let's say the offering prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Beautiful. Okay, let's say the blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the community, in the world, and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Oh, thank you all for that. Let's do the healing prayer. If anyone would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hand, unmute, and Joanne will watch for you, as I can't see you. And tell us who it is that you would like to hold a prayer for, or hold them quietly in your hearts. Jerry, I can see your hand.
Yes, my friend Pam, who's attending here today, is having a surgery for cancer on Wednesday. And I think all of us, she has been a loyal attendee to our gathering, and we deserve our prayer.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jerry. We'll all put out a special blessing, special prayer for her. Anyone else? Okay. I'd like to put out a prayer for Hildy. She just could use some of our good healing energy right now. And I think, Dr. Daria, you may have had one more prayer request that I didn't catch. If you'd like to say that now, go ahead.
Faye Williams, Michelle Gibbons Carr, Richard Carr.
Thank you. Michelle, Richard, and
Faye.
And Faye. We send out a blessing for them. And members of our community have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to the members who must deal with the basic needs of living without a home. There are many of those that need our blessings, our prayers in this community. And I think that's all. If anyone has any more, just speak up. Okay, thank you for that time. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. And let's say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, and we come to my favorite part of the ceremony, the peace song. So we're going to join in the circle. And feel free to turn on gallery view so you can all see each other singing. Take it away, Dallas and Linda.
Join us, please.
To sing us out. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who made the Sunday service possible. That was lovely. So please stay for a minute after service if you wish to share in some online fellowship time. And I want to say next week we'll be honored to have Audrey Pitchford continue her series, Heart-Based Metaphysics. So please join us for an enlightening experience then as well. And with that, I say,